In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
In the original Harry Potter story, there's an unusual mirror. It's called the Mirror of Erised, which is actually just the word desire spelled backwards. It's a mirror that when you look at yourself, it shows you your deepest desire, your deepest wants, and not just what you want at the moment, but it magically sees into a person's heart and shows them what they really most deeply desire in life. And of course, if you know the story, young Harry is an orphan. And so when he stands in front of it, he sees himself surrounded by his family, surrounded by loved ones, his parents and uncles and aunts. It fills in a void that is his deepest desire, which is to have family and to be identified with family. He's got another friend who comes from a huge family who sees himself succeeding alone because his deepest desire is to stand out. And when the head of the school, Dumbledore, explains the mirror to Harry, he says the content person would be able to use it like any other mirror. Because if you are content, you'll see yourself just as you are. Your deepest desire will already be accomplished. My question is, if you were to see in a mirror that showed you your deepest desire, not just your want of the day, but what you really want most, what would you see? What is your deepest desire? Today is the last Sunday of the regular Sundays in the church after Pentecost, and next week we begin what's called the Triodion, the pre-Lenten Sundays, and then into the Lenten Sundays to begin our preparations and then celebration of the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So on this last Sunday of the regular Sundays, after a year has gone by since we proclaimed the salvation of the world, after any number of distractions and life events take us in different directions, we encounter Zacchaeus, a little fellow whose life had taken a detour. We hear that he's a chief tax collector. Now remember, tax collectors then were not like IRS agents of today, bound by laws, responsible to officials that we elect. They were like a mafia protection racket, but working for the enemy, for the Romans. Romans made the tax collectors turn in a certain amount, and they had to collect at least that amount. They made their own wages by collecting whatever else they could get, whatever else they could take, and they were entitled to take as much extra as they chose, as much extra as they could get away with. And so they were despised both because of how much money they were taking, but also because what they turned over went to the occupying force, went to the enemy. Now my guess is Zacchaeus didn't grow up thinking, someday I want to be a tax collector and cheat all my neighbors and family. I just don't think that's how he grew up. My guess is whatever circumstances he was in, that path lured him slowly but surely away, and he lost himself. Well, the reason I believe that is not that I'm overly sentimental or always trying to see the good in someone, although that might be true. It's Zacchaeus' behavior in the story that makes me take that guess. Because in the story, his deepest desire is to see Jesus Christ. The desire for Christ is the desire for life itself. Now, he's a notorious and hated public person. So going out into the crowd already has a social risk. It might even have a safety risk, but he does it. And then climbing into the tree to get a view puts him in a totally and embarrassingly view of everyone else, but he does it. He puts aside social norms, he risks making a fool of himself just to see Jesus. And when Jesus spots Zacchaeus in that tree and commands him, come on down, Jesus does so. And notice Jesus doesn't rebuke him. He just says, I want to be with you. I want to be part of your life in your home. Zacchaeus on his own offers to restore fourfold. Zacchaeus on his own offers to donate half his goods to the poor. And that really is offer. That's way over the top when you think about it. And therefore, it must come from somewhere very deep. Zacchaeus had wandered from God, had wandered from his fellow man, and his deepest desire was to be restored. If Zacchaeus had a mirror that showed his deepest desire, he would not have seen a bigger house. He would have not have seen more riches. He would have seen himself restored to communion with Jesus Christ at any cost. And he would have seen himself restored to his neighbor at any cost. His deepest desire was oneness with Christ and his people. Now for us, it's been almost a year since the cross and resurrection. Has your desire wandered since then? Or to put it another way, if you were to look in the mirror of Erised, would you see oneness with the person of Jesus Christ as your deepest desire, or would you see something else? The possibility that our deepest desire might be something else is precisely why we are presented with Zacchaeus on this last Sunday of the regular Sundays. I want to share with you a story of St. Herman of Alaska. During Herman's missionary work, there was always tension between the Russian traders and the native Alaskans. And St. Herman, though he himself was Russian, more often than not sided with the natives because they were more often than not victimized. So once Herman was invited aboard an anchored ship by some traders for dinner, and he sits down and eats with them, and they start having a conversation. And during that conversation, Herman asks each of them, "What do you most desire in life?" And one of them says, "Oh, I want to own my own ship and run my own trading company." Another said, "I would love to settle down and have land for hunting and a place to build a house." Another said, "I want a beautiful wife and a big family." And then Herman waits for them to each answer, and he says, "Well, what about the love of God? Shouldn't the love of God be our deepest desire?" And the sailors all say, well, of course, I meant that. You know, that's what I meant first. These were the other things. That goes without saying. And Herman says to them, "If someone is your deepest desire, you think about them all the time. You read the messages they send you. They're on your mind constantly. You want to please them and do everything you can for them. Does that describe," he said to them, "does that describe how you feel about God?" And they resignedly say, "No, to be honest, maybe not." And so Herman said, "Well, let's make a pact. From this day forth, from this hour, and from this minute, let us love God above all else." So the question for us on this last Sunday of the regular season is, what is your deepest desire? The possibility that our deepest desire might be something other than the love of God and the person of Jesus Christ is precisely why we are presented again with the story of Zacchaeus. Amen.